If you're looking for that one-of-a-kind item in the Granite State, this could be your weekend. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She's here to tell us about two big annual events going on. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So the first item I see here on your notes is the annual Craftsman's Fair.
Yes, this is the big event from the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen, and it finishes up this Sunday. It runs daily through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Mount Sunapee.
Okay, so these are juried artists, and it's all about what they call fine craft. Let's define, what is fine craft?
Well, so fine craft versus fine art. Craft is something that has a purpose in addition to sort of the way it looks. So, you know, think furniture or a piece of clothing or even mugs or jewelry versus, you know, just something that's a painting. But what I was talking to one of the event organizers who was saying that their line between fine craft and fine art has really been blurred lately. If you look at these pieces, a lot of them, you know, it might be a table, but it really is a work of art.
How has the recession affected this annual fair?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the craftsmen have items for sale at a variety of price points. So I think there was a grandfather clock that sold for about $19,000, but then you'll find things that are well under $100, mugs and things like that. They're really trying to reach everybody.
Are they going to be actually producing anything on site?
Oh, absolutely. There are about 350 craftsmen involved in the show. About 210 are in booths, and then the rest are involved in demonstrations and workshops. So today, Friday and Sunday, for example, you can see someone building an acoustic guitar. And so you can watch them right there as they're building their pieces. You can also talk to the craftsmen about the pieces that they have on display, and they'll really, you know, give you background and tell you more about the things that they create.
And if you want to find out about an item, of course, it's always great to be able to talk to the person who made it. When you're dealing with antiques, of course, it's great to be able to talk to someone who can kind of give you a background on what that piece is. And you'll be able to do that in Manchester this weekend, too.
Yes, it's the 55th Annual New Hampshire Antique Show, finishing up Friday and Saturday. Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Radisson in Manchester. And this show features 68 dealers. Each one is going to be able to talk to you about the pieces that they have on display. They have a variety of things, everything from, you know, antique gardenware, folk art, high-end stuff, and they can tell you more about, you know, a piece. If you're interested in that era or you're interested in that kind of item, they can give you more background, tell you how to figure out, you know, what's a reproduction and what's an original.
And I know that New Hampshire, you know, it's a magnet for antiques lovers. What makes it such a big deal? What makes this show so popular?
I was talking to one of the organizers, and he was telling me that New Hampshire has the highest antique shops per capita in the country. And, you know, this particular show, all of the dealers are members of the New Hampshire Antiques Dealers Association, and they stand behind their work because there can be times when you'll see reproductions out there that look like originals. They'll help you tell, you know, the good pieces from the pieces that are really reproductions.
And, of course, New Hampshire, I would think, would be a big source.
We have a lot of houses that have been in families for generations, so a lot of the good items come from here.
Antiques Roadshow or those cable shows like, you know, American Pickers, has that boosted attendance for antique shows?
Well, he was telling me what that really has done is to teach people not to throw stuff away, that there is value in a lot of these items, which is good because, you know, those aren't things that can be replaced. And he also told me that, you know, some of these shows show people that values go up and down and that there's room to haggle.
You'll find more information on both of these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo. Amy, happy antiquing.
Have a great weekend.